This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. It's Thursday. We're almost there. We're almost at the end of the week. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. And where the Average Joe shops like a pro at CGR Wholesale. CGR Wholesale, where the Average Joe buys like a pro, sponsors the Fan Early Morning Show. So, as some news that's been going around, like a couple big stories from yesterday. Pittman's basketball won. They're up to 4-6 now in conference, so that's good. They're 13-8 overall. Had better success against the non-conference opponents than their conference opponents so far this season, but they've turned it around, right? Big win against Duke, a little over a week ago now. And just beat Wake Forest, so again, they're 4-6 in conference. They're fighting back, they're coming back, so that's always good to see. And then the other big news, this is more national, about the Baltimore Ravens losing their defensive coordinator to the Seattle Seahawks, Mike McDonald. Reportedly going to be the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, which is interesting because Pete Carroll was the oldest active head coach until those two decided to part ways, although I don't really know if you can say part ways because apparently they're keeping Pete Carroll on as a senior advisor. So I don't know if that's really parting ways, but Pete Carroll was the oldest active NFL head coach, and the Seattle Seahawks replace him with who will become the youngest active NFL head coach. Oh, it's kind of interesting there. But yeah, Mike McDonald, former defensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens, now the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. So the Washington Commanders, they're the only team left without a head coach. There's just some news there. Now, I wanted to get into a little bit about the Pirates this morning, just because Doran was talking about it yesterday. We had a bit of a discussion just talking about some of the non-rostered invitees that are going to be on the Major League roster for spring training to start. So I think it's interesting to go over some of those big names since they've been released. But we'll get there in due time because that's what I was going to talk about. And well, since the Super Bowl is coming up and there's a bunch of discussions that have been going on about quarterbacks and how important quarterbacks are. If you want to weigh in at all, by the way, this morning, you're welcome to it, 412-928-9370, but Cook and Joe had a spirited conversation yesterday, and usually when they have their, you know, they don't always fight, but sometimes they get a little passionate, and you know, everybody can understand that. They're on radio, they're having important conversations, we're passionate, and usually I don't bring up their spirited conversations, but yesterday was interesting enough that I just wanted to make mention of it because I honestly could not tell if they were disagreeing, but they both seemed like they were getting upset. And I understand why, because this what they were talking about is one of the hottest topics, hottest debates. It's an interesting and important debate. It's about quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, if you have the franchise guy, right, if you get your guy, can you win the Super Bowl with a quarterback? Or is it important enough to feel like you're in contention every season by getting the quarterback and getting the guy? And how many guys, Hall of Famers, are among the greatest of all time if they've never won a Super Bowl. Because they were talking about Dan Marino in particular, who made it to one Super Bowl in his career, regarded as one of the best in the game throughout its history, but he never won a Super Bowl with the Miami Dolphins. So whose fault is that? Is it the Dolphins for not being good enough with him, or is it his fault because he didn't play well enough consistently in playoff games? And for teams in the NFL, it seems way more relevant now, but I think the Dan Marino debate is interesting. But also thinking about it, it's like, well, that makes sense. I mean, it's an interesting debate because you think about all the teams now in the league that have a quarterback, that have their guy, but they haven't won a Super Bowl. They haven't been to a Super Bowl. They can't get over the hump. There's one team that has consistently gotten over the hump, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, particular among AFC teams. There have been a healthy variety of NFC teams that have come through and had their chance, but it seems that the entire league has one problem, and that's that they can't get over Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow did it for one season, and then while he was in this season, he struggled with the Bengals, who ended up not making the playoffs. Although he was injured for a significant chunk of that, but Jake Browning came in and did well for a few games. So it just brings up an interesting point. Like, what do you think? Like, how important is the quarterback to a team if they don't win the Super Bowl in the end? If they don't have a serious contention for the Super Bowl? Josh Allen, I think, is a great like case study in that, because I mean, I've heard some people say that I talk to about sports, not on this station in particular, but just in casual conversation. Like, if Josh Allen were on the Steelers, would the Steelers have beaten the Bills in that first round game? Arguably, you very well could have. It seemed like Mason Rudolph was doing his best, but his best wasn't enough in that case. But you swap quarterbacks, and maybe the Steelers are good enough to win that game and not make as many mistakes as they did early on. But then, you know, Josh Allen moves on, and, you know, you want Josh Allen as your quarterback. I think many NFL teams would want him there, but also, who are you choosing then in a decision that involves Patrick Mahomes? Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen? Well, you take Mahomes. So my argument, my kind of perspective on this, and you can call in too and weigh in, give me your opinion, 412-928-9370. My opinion is that if you don't have the best, if you don't have the best guy, like, it doesn't matter if you have a franchise guy, if you don't have the best guy, I don't think it matters. Because Patrick Mahomes has demonstrated that he is the best guy. And in his prime, the Chiefs have been in it consistently, and they've won the Super Bowl. Now, if you just want to be in contention, if you find it exciting to just be in contention, to be there, to feel like you have a chance, like, Mahomes makes it almost seem like it's guaranteed that they can make it to the Super Bowl. They can make a deep playoff push. But to feel like you're just in it, like you have even the slightest chance, like, is that more worth it than what the Steelers are doing? And I'm frustrated with the Steelers, and I don't like the perpetual mediocrity, but you've heard me talk about that before. But I also think this quarterback debate is interesting because you watch the playoffs progress. I think many of us, even though the Bills beat the Steelers, we're still rooting for the Bills to get past the Chiefs. It's a great storyline. Like, give them their chance, give them their turn. But you just saw that even though Josh Allen has been flashy in his career, it wasn't enough because Patrick Mahomes is more flashy. And he has proven that he is overall better at playing quarterback. So does it matter? I mean, just like thinking about it from that perspective and watching the teams that have played in the playoffs this year, like, does the quarterback matter that much to the success of the team? Now you go back to the Steelers' perspective, and they really, they could win, and they were winning in the regular season with Kenny Pickett making comebacks late in games. Is that good enough to win them a Super Bowl? Perhaps not. Are they a quarterback away? Which I think is also an interesting question. Are the Steelers a quarterback away from contending for the Super Bowl? I don't know. If Patrick Mahomes continues to be in the AFC, if Josh Allen continues to be in the AFC, I don't know. Could they draft a guy that could get them over the hump? Is it worth investing a top draft choice in that guy? And I mean, Doug Whaley was getting spicy yesterday, but I mean, he brought up great points. He structured his argument very well. He asked if you get the first overall pick in the draft, would you give up a first round, a second round, and TJ Watt to draft first overall and get the quarterback that you want? Initially, I said no. Jeff Hathorn and Doran Dickerson agreed, but like, you know, the way Doug Whaley frames it, it's like, well, why would you want to keep TJ Watt if you can't win? If you're not winning, if you don't feel like you have a serious run in the playoffs or towards the Super Bowl? Well, it's a fair question, and it makes you think of the Cook and Joe. We're having their conversation about, well, is Dan Marino one of the greatest if he didn't win the Super Bowl? And you know, does it matter? Does your quarterback matter if you don't win the Super Bowl with this quarterback? I think the Chargers are kind of in that position right now where they have Justin Herbert, who we would all argue is really good, but the Chargers missed the playoffs last year. Trevor Lawrence of the Jacksonville Jaguars, they won a playoff game the previous season, and that was all exciting, but they couldn't get it done toward the end of the season. Like think about the teams, too, that have their quarterback, that have their guy, that the Steelers finished ahead of in the AFC. Think about that just for starters, that Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence, two guys that you would say are the guy, like those teams got their guy, who gives them the best chance to win. The Steelers, with their collection of Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, and Mason Rudolph, finished ahead of them and made the playoffs. And those teams invested their top picks to get those quarterbacks to not make the playoffs. Not even get close to a Super Bowl. So that's why I say it's touchy. And I just think about some of the other teams too, like the Philadelphia Eagles a few seasons ago when they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Like they had Carson Wentz and they had a plan with Carson Wentz and that he was gonna be their guy and he had high promise back then. He gets hurt. I remember the memes that came out, too, like the Eagles sweating, the Eagles nervous because they lost their guy. And Nick Foles comes in as a veteran backup and leads them to win the Super Bowl. So they had a guy. It wasn't the guy. I don't think anybody would have said that Nick Foles is the guy. But he did well enough for them to win the Super Bowl. He got hot at the right time. So maybe is it more timing than just having the right guy? Or maybe teams think that if they have their guy, they have a better chance of making it the right time. The Bengals could say that because Joe Burrow at the right time. You know, the Bengals fight through the AFC Championship game. They beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And then they go on to the Super Bowl to lose to the LA Rams. But still, they beat the best of this current time and made it to the Super Bowl. So it's an interesting conversation. It's an interesting debate that I think doesn't have one true answer. But it is interesting to think about. And especially with the Steelers right now. Like, Art Rooney II comes out in his press conference on Monday and says that Kenny Pickett's going to be the guy. And they trust Kenny Pickett to get better. And that's why they chose him. Because in his college career, he got better with every year that passed. And they believe that he can also do that in the NFL, get better with every year. National commentators seem to ignore those statements because, I mean, we saw on TV yesterday some nonsense talking about, well, Jeff Saturday, I believe, said it on one of those shows. He said, like, oh, Russell Wilson's going to go to the Steelers. The Steelers are going to trade for him. Why would the Steelers trade for him? Like what is that going to do? Especially since Hurt Rooney II came out and said Kenny Pickett's their guy. Like, the Steelers need a second quarterback. Doesn't seem likely Mason Rudolph's going to come back, and if they retain Mitch Trubisky, I'm going to be frustrated. Because he's just not good. He's not good right now. So they're going to need a second guy. I would think in the draft they should find somebody. I don't know if it's going to be a high draft pick. I guess that's where the debate kind of starts, is that should the Steelers invest another one of their top picks they've had now in the last 3 years on a second quarterback? Interesting conversation. And is one guy capable of leading your team to the Super Bowl? I think that if you have the best of the best, like a Patrick Mahomes, then you're good. I mean, other than that, though, if you don't have the best of the best, if you can't find somebody who can be better than the best of the best, you're not going to win a Super Bowl. We've seen that with Josh Allen. We've seen it with several other big-name quarterbacks that have existed here recently. You just don't win if you don't have the best guy. And you draft hoping that you have the best guy. But if you don't have the best guy, and the rest of your team isn't well-shapen, you're not coached properly, you're not going to get anywhere. That's kind of where I stand on this. It's very touch and go. I don't think the Steelers are a quarterback away, and I'm still going to hold faith that they can win in the playoffs without, like, the guy, like, the best guy. I don't know if they can win a Super Bowl without that guy, though. So it's just, now it's tough, because the standard has now become just win a playoff game. That's where my mind is. Just win a playoff game. Just do well enough to win a playoff game. And now we have to wait till next season to make sure that that happens. Or they can try. There's no certainty. We'll see how the offseason goes. It's one of those, you know, if you want to answer, if you want to have a conversation about it, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. Talk to me. Tell me what you think. It's a touchy subject. I mean, I don't know if there is one right answer, but if you're leaning one way and you want to let me know about it, yeah, let me know. 412-928-9370. I mean, tell me what your argument is, because I'm still kind of on the fence about it. Looking over time, yeah, I mean, you'd think you want the guy, but also there are plenty of other teams that feel like they've gotten their guy and they didn't even make the playoffs this year. So we'll talk about that coming up next. A little bit, I'll be talking about Pirates non-rostered spring training invitees. Who's interesting? Who's exciting? Who are we looking forward to this year? Is Paul Skeens going to be on the opening day roster? Probably not, but we'll talk about him and some other big names, some other names that I'm looking forward to seeing as spring training approaches. We're in February now. It is February 1st. And my mind just woke up to that. I'm talking to you here. Happy February. I mean, we're a couple weeks away now from spring training starting, and that excites me because, you know me, I love baseball. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. I'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning. Nicholas Harry Callis, it's The Fan Early Morning Show. on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Give me some fan weather real quick. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 starts with great incentives on the Trailblazer, the Blazer, the Equinox, and Silverado. Go to sunchevy.com today. High of 47, low of 35. Overcast skies expected. Same thing with tomorrow. It's going to be cloudy. High of 41, low of 33. Then on Saturday, high of 44, low 28. It's going to be clear, and then it's going to heat up through the week next week. It's going to be in the mid to high 40s with clear skies mostly throughout next week. So going to get some sun back in the area. I'm sure it'll snow again in March and April. But, you know, hey, a little bit warmer in the winter months. It's never a bad thing. Again, that's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet once again. Hi, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show leading you into the Fan Morning Show pre-show, which leads you into the Fan Morning Show main. So talking a little bit about quarterbacks and whether the Steelers are a quarterback away from winning or not. Or I guess any team. Is any team ever a quarterback away from winning in this day and age? I still kind of argue that you need the best guy, and without the absolute best guy, it's going to be a struggle. Because we've seen plenty of teams have their guy that haven't made the playoffs. Like the Steelers made the playoffs over several other of those teams that feel like they have their guy, which is just, it's interesting. So it's an interesting dynamic. If you want to call and talk about quarterbacks in the league, or the Steelers a quarterback away, does the quarterback really, really matter in winning a Super Bowl, or are there other factors that also need to line up to win a Super Bowl? You can call at any time, 412-928-9370. Talk to me about the NFL. Talk to me about the Super Bowl coming up. Do you care about the Pro Bowl? Let's talk, 412-928-9370. Talking on a... Well, it's cold right now. I'm sure it's going to warm up. Just, you know, getting up at 4 a.m. and coming into the office to do a show, it's a little odd just because it feels like everything's colder, but that's because it is, because the sun isn't up yet. But it'll continue to rise, and it's going to get warmer, like I said. And the weather report, it's going to get warmer as the as this week progresses on, and it's going to be mostly clear throughout. So that's good news. I like the warm weather. It's nice to have nice, comfortable temperatures outside, mid to high 40s next week. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Pirates as well. Again, call 412-928-9370. You can talk to me on X as well, on formerly known as Twitter, at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Mention me in a post at any time, and if I find it interesting, I'll respond to it. But I'm checking that as well, along with the phone lines. Some of the non-roster invites for Pirates spring training this season. So, there are some interesting names, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I'll touch on it here now, just because I have a little more time to do so, about 6 minutes left with you. Obviously, Paul Skenes is a name that you're going to look at and be interested in. I would hope that he makes it to the major league roster by May. I don't know how realistic that could be. I mean, I'm obviously assuming it's going to depend on how well he pitches. And the expectation is he's going to get a lot of reps in AAA this year. I talked a little bit yesterday about Carter Bins just as like a depth piece at catcher. Tyler Anderson is the guy that the Pirates sent to Seattle for a package of prospects. Carter Bins was one of those. And it just interested me. I played catcher in college. I kind of look at that position a little more just by my bias. But I feel like he was one of their higher-up prospects for catchers. And so just kind of focusing on him, I think, is something to do. Because, I mean, he could end up becoming better than Jason DeLay. He could beat him out. I mean, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but like, he's on my watch because of, you know, when they acquired him, who they traded to acquire him, and then just the promise that he had moving up in Seattle's system and now getting the non-roster invite. I'm just intrigued by it. And then Termar Johnson as well. He's interesting here. First-round draft pick of the Pirates, fourth overall in 2022. The guy that said he's going to, I forget exactly what his quote was, but it was something along the lines of, get ready, Pittsburgh, I'm going to I'm bringing the Pirates back, which that's great. So I'm looking at him as well. I know there's a lot of middle infield depth that the Pirates have. And so when I look at Terramar Johnson, I kind of want him to do well. I mean, he's been in the minors for a full season now. Again, drafted in 2022, so spent all of his time in the minors in 2023. So the fact that he's getting into Major League spring training now is exciting. And again, a fourth overall draft pick a couple years ago. I know the middle infield's crowded, but I'm excited to see him make it in as well and see what kind of impact he can make. Maybe also make a Major League appearance, again, with one full minor league season under his belt and a lot of promise being a first-round draft choice. 412-928-9370 is the number. We got a caller on the line now who wants to chat, so I'll take this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. Old German Rod.
What's up?
Hey, I think you need that guy, the quarterback.
Right.
But Patrick Mahomes also got a good defense. So you need both because in San Diego, they got a good quarterback, but no defense. So that you got to have complementary football. So when Whaley said to get rid of Watt, I would never get rid of that. You need a defense, and you need that guy.
So you're saying you need more of a well-rounded team. You can't just have the quarterback. You need more than that.
Yes. You need a running game. You still need that because look what Kansas City's doing in the playoffs right now. They're doing both. They're passing and running the ball, and they got a good defense.
So I guess here's my question to you then before you go. Are the Steelers a quarterback away from winning the Super Bowls, and would it be worth it to draft a quarterback in the first round?
Up and down. I think if you can get Bo Nix, yes. If they can't do that, I'd go out and get Ryan Tannehill and then maybe go after Pratt, the guy, I think he's Tulane, is coming from, and maybe build there because they compare him to a Kirk Cousins.
Hmm. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, interesting debate. I think we all can agree that you need a well-rounded team to win the Super Bowl. But I guess why this debate is so prominent in Pittsburgh is just, I mean, that's the real question. Are the Steelers a first-round quarterback draft choice away from winning the Super Bowl? Would it be worth it for the Steelers to draft a quarterback in the first round or make trades where they could get one of these top quarterback prospects in the first round? That's the real question, as I had that discussion there and kind of thought about it. I mean, that's the real question. It's more about are the Steelers a quarterback away, and would it be worth it to draft a quarterback in the first round this year? Now again, Art Rooney II came out on Monday and said, "We are sticking with Kenny Pickett. We trust Kenny Pickett." Okay, so I don't know why we're talking about this other quarterback stuff, but it seems like other national commentators think that they're going to go after another quarterback. And I guess it is an important discussion just to have when we look at other NFL teams. There are a lot of franchise quarterbacks out there that are not leading teams to success, leading them to Super Bowl wins. I mean, success is relative, so that's not entirely accurate. But, like, Super Bowl wins for sure. It's like, okay, they're not leading their teams to Super Bowl wins. A lot of those franchise guys were not on teams that made the playoffs this season. So that's really the question, is are the Steelers a quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl, and what's it going to take for them to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender? That's the real question here from that other question, which is, do you need a franchise guy to win the Super Bowl? The real question, though, is, once again, the real question is, are the Steelers that quarterback away?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.